What's up, Lindsay?
Hi, Daniel.
Still got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Never lost it.
How's it going? Happy Halloween time.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Oh, you know I'm happy about it. Yeah. It's a long delayed episode, but turns out just the right timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't rush perfection.
That's true.
You know?
It's true. And every episode, that's what we deliver.
Yeah. Rome wasn't built in a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other things that are good took some time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just like this.
Very cultured.
And we've definitely been working on this for months.
My God. Yeah.
This is
it's so good to see it finally come to fruition, you know?
Blood, like, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Months.
It's like it's like my baby, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here it is for the world. You're welcome, everybody.
So what's been going on? I should have looked this up before we started, but I actually don't know when our last episode was, so it doesn't really matter.
Same. I purposely didn't look it up because I didn't want to feel bad about it.
Yeah, like November, maybe?
Year, you think?
I don't know. Maybe it was January.
February,
okay. Yeah, it could be that.
I mean, it could be any one of those. Well, I don't know.
It'll be fun. After the show, we can see who is closest without going over. And Price is Right style. And whoever wins, $10,000.
Yeah,
we'll write 100%. We'll just keep bouncing that check back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. Back and forth. Yeah, well, RIP, Bob Barker, you know?
Yeah.
He died at 99. So there were some funny remarks about, you know, closest to a dollar didn't go over. Yeah. Good for him.
Very good. Very good.
Good legacy. I mean, I don't know the rest of his life. So don't quote me on.
He was a murderer.
Well, he did a lot for cats and dogs, getting them spayed and neutered. But other than that, no clue. Yeah. So.
Speaking of cats and dogs.
Yeah, please.
I saw the cutest bird the other day.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding, because that was supposed to be a joke. That was the punchline, because it's not a cat or a dog. So that that landed really well. Should we start over?
Yeah, sorry.
No, but I got some cats pretty recently. So that's really what we were waiting for. I didn't want to record again until I had some cats running around here stinking up the place.
Yeah. I told you, don't come back
until
you have two cats.
Yep, that's right.
That's Halloween colors.
They are very cute. They're orange and black. Mm-hmm. I mean, one is orange and one is black.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like both orange and black cats. Mm-hmm. But that would be cool too. Mm-hmm. And one of them is named Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And the other one is named Jinx. Mm-hmm. And they are very cute. Jinx is littler. He's a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very bitey. But he's also very cuddly.
No,
like the worst of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And Pumpkin is like huge now, but still not done growing, I don't think. And just like a big dum-dum. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big himbo.
Yeah, you know? Well, he's the orange cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have people like told you about the
one
expectation
about
I love orange cats. They're kind of cuddly.
Yeah. Yeah,
what if he gets like humongous, you know?
So I was like up in the middle of the night, like a couple nights ago, and I came and I just came back into this room to check on the cats. Mm-hmm. And
see the ghost.
There's like a big bed back here too, so I was like, oh, I'll just crawl into that, you know?
Yeah.
And I just like kind of flopped down, not really intending to go to sleep. But then Pumpkin just came up and he's, you know, he does that thing where he's like, like up to your face, like just puts his body in your face because he wants to rub on you. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm staying down here. Cuties.
I'd be doing that all the time. If my cat was more of a cuddler, forget about it. I wouldn't finish anything except petting her.
Oh, he used to sit on my lap when he was a little wee baby.
Yeah. Didn't he sit on your shoulder too?
Yeah, he would perch up there like a little parrot.
And he's too big
now. Idiot.
Yeah. What are you doing?
He's so funny. Oh man. Yeah, it's crazy though, because we got Pumpkin in April and like which isn't that long ago. It's like 6 months, but he, like, you know, that's, it's pretty big difference. Yeah. I don't know why it's not interesting what I'm saying.
Interesting to me. People who like cats will be eating this up.
Fact fever. I hate Ted Nugent, but I do like that's a thing that's stuck in my head forever.
Sure. I mean, that was by design, I would imagine.
It's a hit.
Yeah. Well, you know, my cat is Halloween colors too.
Really?
She's all of them all at once. She's the tortoise shell.
Oh, yeah.
So she's black, gray, and orange all at once, and she has orange eyes.
Gray's not really a Halloween color. So okay. If you could, like, paint that part.
Okay. I got to darken it. No, I've thought about that. Like, I should get
her a little just for men.
Yeah, just for men. For just her fur.
Hit the gray.
Yeah, it'll look good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, no Giuliani drips on this cat. I'll tell you what. Do you think the Four Seasons thing was, like, a real fuck-up?
I mean, I can't imagine.
Pretty pitch perfect.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone doing that on purpose, right?
I know. Yeah, and he is. I mean, people involved in that were probably just that stupid. But man,
yeah, what a golden, pretty great.
What a golden moment. Golden shower.
Unbelievable things happen in our lifetime, and it's great to be around and see real magic like that.
Magic exists. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Look, simpatico. I get it.
One breath.
You know, one of the most tragic things about cats, and I'll stop talking about it after this, or keep talking about it.
Yeah, keep talking.
Is that, like, I would love it if I could introduce my cat to your cats, but that would be like the worst thing for the cats. They'd like they would hate it.
Yeah.
They'd hate it so much.
Yeah.
My little brother and his fiance have the same cat breed that Sassy is, but their cat is this like incredibly beautiful, like silver and gray, like wizard looking cat with green eyes, and he's gorgeous. And they're the same cat, but they would hate each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes me sad because they're cousins, but
yeah, they'll never know. Bad. They'll never know familial love.
Yeah. No. They won't.
Yeah.
That's it's because she refuses to sit on my lap, but you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no,
she's perfect in every way, so
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, don't do that. Do not. I have to come clean about some things.
Oh,
I think our loyal listeners will want to know this, and I've been kind of carrying the guilt and the shame around with me for a few months.
Okay.
But as you know, I'm a big tea head, and I don't know, just something about this year. I got mixed up in some bad stuff. I got some instant decaf coffee, and I started making myself little cups of decaf here and there. No. Mm-hmm. And then I started mixing like one scoop of decaf with one scoop of calf, like making a little calf, and it's just I hit rock bottom. I'm drinking coffee every day now. It's my first drink of the day. I'm still having tea, but it's like, you know, it's like I have a whole, you know, side chick, you know, kind of thing. You know, disrespected my tea family.
Oh my god. Wow. Well, I appreciate you like trusting us enough to
I'm gonna get help. I'm gonna get counseling, and you know, I'm gonna make you guys trust me again by drinking a lot of tea. Yeah, so
well, it's gonna take a while, and it's gonna take that $10,000 check coming to me, so.
But you know what I will say about coffee is great. And also, the funniest thing is, I got into coffee, but, like, I only drink instant coffee pretty much now. Like, I mean, it's the worst coffee you could drink. And I'm like, no. And I have this whole idea, which I should probably cut this out, because this is...
Oh, gold.
Money-making
long
idea.
Long beep. Yeah.
I think that, like, instant coffee could really make a comeback with, like, millennials. Like, we're older now. We're rushing. Yeah. We're with like, I like, that's why I'm buying it. Cause like, I don't have time to sit there and make two cups of pour over every morning.
Hell no. Pour over. No.
I mean, that's what I used to do, but I
know people love it. It's good, but
it is, but I just,
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for that. I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. I don't respect myself. Like, what? Oh, I think I'm too good for instant coffee. Like, no, I don't think I'm too good. I think that could
that's
be like a whole,
good
like,
for.
Like, it's like this yeah. self-loathing. Like, that could be the whole yeah. marketing behind it. And I honestly, honestly think it would do pretty well. Like,
that's really good.
I know.
I'd buy it. Yeah. And you know what? I was with you all along. I like coffee. I drink it every day. I like tea too, but I'm already
the
coffee.
Truth
hit.
Is out there, man.
For sure. But no. Like, we had instant coffee a while back. I forget why. And it was like, why do people hate on this so much?
Yeah, it's all right.
You know? It's like, I guess if I understood the nuance of coffee, like, not to disrespect that art. I have no, like,
yeah, right.
whatever you call it, talent in that or familiarity. but instant coffee is fine.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing it as an afternoon treat and you put in some oat milk.
Mm. Well, I was going to say, the nice thing about coffee, you got that pumpkin creamer. Because you can't I mean, I've had, you know, I've had some pretty good pumpkin spice black teas and whatnot. But I tried to put the pumpkin creamer into one of them last year just to see. Because I sort of thought, it might taste okay. Ooh. It might be a little sweet. Tasted like garbage. Like it was.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know.
That's bullshit. That's crazy.
I guess tea just
delicious.
Has like such a different, like they're both, you know, like. Black tea and coffee are both kind of bitter without any, you know, when they're on their own.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just different enough that, like, the creamer did not mesh well with the tea. Like, because I can put milk in coffee or tea, and it's enjoyable in either beverage. But, nope, don't
not
do
that
it.
Pumpkin cream.
Don't
not that pumpkin cream.
Do it.
Interesting. I mean, I'll tell you, I love a tea, and I like a seasonal tea. But when I'm going for a pumpkin fix, I like getting coffee more, too.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if coffee is more viscous. I never thought about it, but maybe. The oil and beans.
Yeah, give me those oily beans. No, the other thing I really like about instant coffee, though, is I found that if I buy, like, the really cheap kind from, like, Lidl or something, like, where when you actually look at the individual grains of the instant coffee, they're, like, they're rougher and kind of, like, more shaped like asteroids or something, you know, like and then in the, I think it's Maxwell House or Folgers, it might be Folgers that I,
high-end.
My regular, I get the big thing of instant Folgers from Costco, and it's great. And but in there they're like crystals, like they have hard edges and they're like smoother and they really dissolve better in like
you don't have any crunchies on the bottom.
No, and that's the thing. And but like you can even do it with like lukewarm water or like so like I can make instant.
You
could
take
coffee.
A spoon and eat it. Yeah,
I did that. Driving home from Maine, I had packets of Taster's Choice, and I was like, I can't drink any more coffee. I'll have to stop and pee again. So I was just like taking little hits of the coffee and then a swig of water.
Oh my god, you've
it worked.
Like I was joking, but then I thought about like, you know, when you're on any kind of long trip driving, when you have to take a plane and you don't want to, you know, pee on the airplane.
Right,
but okay, but here's a question.
You don't want that booty touching that plane seat.
No, but does it mess up your pooping?
I didn't seem
you
to
know what
much
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I could see
I could see it being constipation. Yeah, like trigger it, but not enough water. So then, does it get stuck? Yeah.
Maybe it balances out because coffee can make you have the trots.
Yeah.
And so like maybe when you don't have that extra water, I don't know. Maybe that's the perfect way to get caffeinated.
You can use this when you. It's fine. Like you can have this for your coffee empire.
I don't need to keep talking about it, but just I feel like, you know, I'm kind of a foodie. I'm kind of a foodie.
Yeah.
And you know, every now and then I give people some info and, you know, I'll hear back. They'll say, "Oh, I really like the idea of that fall treat that you were talking about that you made." So one thing I've been doing with instant coffee that's great. I get a bowl of grape nuts.
Okay.
I put some milk in it, a little unsweetened soy milk.
Yep.
Sprinkle a little instant coffee on there. Either decaf or caffeinated. If decaf, you just get the flavor. Caffeinated, you get a little boost, you know, a little boost to your system.
Oh, shit.
And like maybe if you're feeling like it, there's a little bit of like like agave nectar, or like a little drop of maple syrup, sweeten it up. It's like you're eating like fucking coffee ice cream, but it's a big bowl of grape nuts, and it actually doesn't have that much sugar in it, and it's really good. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's not like coffee ice cream exactly because it has grape nuts in it, but yeah, it like kind of has that taste. It's very good.
Ooh.
One might describe it as good, you know?
Good. Mm-hmm. Not excellent.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, certainly.
I like that. I love grape nuts, man.
Me too.
Love grape nuts. Love them. Okay, a little sprinkle. Okay. I like this. This is the direction you could go with your instant coffee brand.
Yeah, branch
like,
out.
Look, why be stuck with this one thing?
Add it in every meal.
Add it in every meal. You'll be caffeinated all day. What's better than that? But you know what I like? When you started this and you were saying like you're like inching into coffeehood, like you really went hard.
Yeah,
this isn't just a little bit, Daniel, you know. I'm
done for, man. I'm cooked. Yeah. I'm cooked right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big the coffee, they're coming after me, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maxwell is going to break my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me in his house.
That big old coffee house. Mm-hmm. Sorry. No, I just meant it's going to be harder to get back to being tea only cuz
You
didn't just dip your toe. You dove into
I'd have to drink like eight cups of tea, which in the winter, I might.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's revisit in another 10 months or however long it's been and see where your coffee journey is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By then,
I'll
probably just be, you know, snorting lines, bumping rails.
Yeah. I mean, who has time to put water in it? Not me. Got to down the packet.
I got to get to the office. Big important meeting.
I mean, the ads for those are endless. And I also think something that I just thought about when you're giving the grape nut recipe. So you know how you had the recipe for the candy cane tea or something? Why don't you start a little blog or like a little TikTok or Instagram for Daniel's Treats, you know?
Oh my God.
Seriously.
Yeah,
seriously.
I should. When I post to my private Instagram, a lot of people chime in. They say, oh, that was a cool recipe for that squash or for that whatever the fuck other thing. I haven't done too many. But, like, you know, I feel like I have some good ideas. I make good smoothies, too. I make very good, like, very natural, sweetened smoothie.
Okay, give me, if you don't mind. Not that I'm asking for it for free. Okay. You don't have to do it. If you need to put Patreon on this episode.
Send us money, you'll get a copy of the podcast without a bleeped out.
Sweet. What's your favorite go-to smoothie recipe?
I'll tell you what. It's the easiest one.
Mm-hmm.
You get your overripe bananas, peel them, put them in a bag in the freezer. And then when you want that smoothie, you take that frozen banana and a little unsweetened soy milk. So you're getting your protein. You know, you get a lot of protein in there. A cup of soy milk, one frozen banana. Delicious. Just delicious.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then another one that I like is I like to do... The kids are just gaga for frozen mango.
Really? Sophisticated.
My Samantha Jones voice. The kids are gaga for frozen mango.
It's pretty good.
I know.
Pretty good.
And so if you put a bunch of frozen mango in with just milk, it doesn't taste that sweet. That's like weird. You kind of get the essence of mango. Mm-hmm. But if you throw a couple of dates in there and your kids don't know about it and then the dates get all blended up, you can, it like really makes the flavor pop more.
Ooh.
and you're getting the fiber from the dates. But if your kids are really picky and they can tell that there's a tiniest bit of date particle matter in there, I've started using that agave syrup, also from Costco, and it's great because it's like, you know, it's not too fucked, like a little bit of it is very sweet.
Goes a long way.
I can put that in, I can hide a little protein powder in there so that if that's like what they're deciding to have for dinner, it's like still kind of a meal, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Genius.
I know.
Genius.
That's what I'm
Genius.
Saying.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You should make money off of it. Yeah. What's the point of having an interest or a talent if you're not making money off of it?
I mean,
it,
that's why we do this podcast,
that's
baby.
That's why we're here. Because let me tell you.
Cha-ching!
If I wasn't making a bunch of money, I wouldn't be here. We'll say that much.
Yeah, did payroll get in touch with you, by the way, about the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's all good. Mm-hmm. My offshore account. My offshore account number 3.
Wow.
I have so much money. I'm so rich.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so do you have some ghost stories today, Lindsay? Because I have one other non-ghost thing, but I just I don't want to eat up all the time.
Well, I do have. Well, okay, yes, I do have a ghost story.
Okay.
But I think we should finish the non-ghost stuff.
Okay.
So that we can really dive into the spooky stuff and stay there for a while.
I wish that you hadn't called me a butt. But otherwise,
you are a butt.
I agree.
You are a butt, and everyone knows it. Sooner you accept it,
hurts
the better.
Man. Hurts.
Sorry. We're all butts.
You know.
Yeah.
The Lord split me. That's all I remember.
Ooh. Well, I have a story I could tell you offline. I shouldn't tell you online. No, I don't have consent from the person, so I got to tell you offline. But oh, damn it!
It's so good. I wish.
This, no, it's very funny. Yeah, the Lord split
unauthorized you butt story.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But was your was your non-ghost thing about apples?
It was.
Okay. Because I could kick us off.
Kick it off.
All right. So you may remember last year when I first moved to Minnesota, I was a total braggart about, well, I didn't tell you, so why would you remember? Yeah. Oh, shit, now you know. Minnesota, University of Minnesota is known for its apple breeding program. Apple breeding program.
Boots with the fur.
Gross. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all a part of it. If you want good apples, it's like key to it. Anyway, I was told that the University of Minnesota debuts a new apple breed at every state fair.
Every year?
That's what I was told.
Okay. Yeah, that seems unsustainable.
I'll get to it. The Minnesota State Fair is like either the largest in the country or second to Texas. It's amazing. You should definitely come for it. It's very fun.
Maybe I will.
Anyway, so I'm like all amped. I'm like, I got to go to the apple part of the agriculture horticulture building because there's a new apple and I don't know what it is. I got to check it out.
Yeah, they must have next year's in there in like a glass tube glowing, just ready to.
They should. But let me tell you something. It's not every year. I walk in and it's the same fucking apple as last year.
Stupid.
First Kiss, which is delicious.
So you burned the place down.
I burned the whole, look, and these are fair buildings that have been there for almost 100 years. I burned it all down because I was like, what you're not going to do is have a rumor circulating that you do a new apple every year and you don't.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Which doesn't really make sense now that when I was there and realized it was First Kiss again, I was like, yeah, I guess, why would there be a new one every year?
Yeah. What, Second Kiss? No.
Yeah. Not as good. No way. Actually, it's probably a lot better. I mean,
by then, you know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, no braces. No, First Kiss is a great apple if you get access to it.
I haven't seen them around.
PO'd. I was so excited. PO'd.
Well,
what was your apple?
You know, I still have my favorite, which is the Autumn Crisp, as grown by McLeaf's Orchard in some part of Pennsylvania, and they do a great job.
Where you get the bushel from?
Mm-hmm. They never let me down. They never let me down. But in the intervening months, where it has not been apple season, and I have not been able to buy my apples by the bushel at the farmer's market, I have been buying them at a grocery store. God, I'm gonna be sick.
A lot of confessions today. Ugh. Wish you'd have warned me.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We'll put a content warning at the beginning of the episode so people aren't too traumatized. Mm-hmm. But Trader Joe's opened nearby like last October. Delightful. Mm-hmm. Just in time for the fall treats.
Hell yeah.
Spiced apple cider.
They got you. Yep. So good.
And they started carrying pretty soon after fall, which is when I stopped buying my apples at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
They started carrying Cosmic Crisp apples. Like Cosmic Crisp. And I had gone from, I remember before they came out, I was like, this apple's going to be good. Like I was stoked.
Out of this world even.
Looking, I wanted to go hunt for them at the grocery stores.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find one the first year. And then I think the second season is when I finally had one. And I was not impressed.
I remember. I just wasn't unimpressed.
Yeah. But I think with a little more time and maturing, you know, maybe those trees are producing sweeter fruit now, because those things are pretty good, pretty tasty.
Listen, I'm a Cosmic Crisp fan for sure. Yeah. And maybe I didn't have them in that watery phase, but I'm loving them now.
I've even had a couple of good, like, I got these little honey crisps for like the school lunches and such, and they're great. They're like really flavorful. Like I remember honey crisps being before they became so ubiquitous. Yeah. You know, and it's like it's nice.
Okay,
it's just nice to see them tasting good again.
I know, back where they should be. I know. I got a new just yesterday. I bought some apples. A flavor I don't remember right now, but it was a new one I'd never heard of, like a mini crisp or something.
Whoa.
Like Minnesota, but mini crisp or something like that. So I'll let you know. They looked beautiful, just beautiful.
That's all that matters.
But if it's a Red Delicious situation, I swear to God. I'm burning that grocery store down.
It is cool because it has that like old Coke bottle bottom on it, which is kind of neat. You know, like the. Remember Coke 2-liter bottles?
It's like shit. So what's the point?
You know? Do they still have that? Am I saying that that's a thing that 2-liter bottles used to have?
Yeah.
But they still have it?
They still have
it. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Come on.
What is that for? Can we get an engineer
on
here?
Carbonation?
Like,
yeah.
Is it like structural?
You don't need one. I just told you. It's carbonation. Okay. I mean, I don't know. But that's my guess. Mm-hmm. And that's as good as we're going to get right now.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Easy. Wow, okay. We really did it. Great app.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe we should try to sell this to like the Food Network.
Yeah.
You know, where it could be a food podcast that also has I don't think there's anything like that. Yeah.
Me doing recipes that are just put some fucking instant coffee in your cereal. Yeah.
You sprinkle a little bit of that on top, and then you put maybe just like, I don't know, a little drip of agave, and it tastes just like ice cream.
You're in flavor country, baby.
Hell yeah.
Humiliating. Hell yeah. Humiliating.
I don't know. I mean, you got that feedback on Instagram. It doesn't sound embarrassing.
Big hit.
Hell yeah. Yeah, but I have a ghost story. You want to hear it?
Nah.
I've been holding on to this one since April.
I'll leave it recording, but I don't want to hear it. So I'm going to go into the next room. Can you text me when you're done?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I love a good ghost story as much as the next fellow.
Great.
Okay.
And I love ghost stories. I'm wearing a shirt that says ghost stories.
I know. Yeah, we match. I don't have that same shirt, but I'm wearing all black.
Then we don't
as
match.
As usual. Jesus
what
Christ.
What are you talking about?
This is... I don't like coffee, Daniel.
I'm mean now. I got them mean beans in me.
Yeah. Those mean beans are coming out. JK. No, so I don't even think we've talked much about this trip, which we were really holding it for the PCAST, y'all. But
PCAST.
I went. I'm cool. I'm hip. You said you're a millennial, but I refuse.
That's when you bring a microphone into the bathroom and record the sound of your pee and broadcast it on the internet. Yeah.
And look, I could make money off of that.
For sure.
Probably.
For sure.
Listen. Okay. Let's talk offline about a new business venture.
I'll get you all set up.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Tell me which mic to get. No, I went to Boston in April with my siblings and our partners, and my sister and her husband and my husband went to Salem after the weekend. We spent a couple days in Salem, which I'd never been to, and I was very excited. I was a hater going into it, thinking, you know, Salem's going to be kitschy. It's going to be, like, lame. I'm not going to be that into it. Well, I'm an idiot. It was awesome. We were only there for like 2 days, so keep that in mind. But it was, you know, early April, so it was still chilly. It's a gorgeous little town. And it had, you know, it had some kitschy witch stuff, but it wasn't super obnoxious. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge tourist draw. I get
it. Right. Yeah.
Something I didn't know is there's a Maritime National Park, which
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I didn't know. Really? I know. Well, I don't, you know, I didn't grow up in New England. I don't know shit. Okay.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I just feel like you're so well versed in the cultural and historical side of the Park Service's resources.
Oh, keep going. I don't mind flattery. I don't mind. No, we loved it. It was super fun.
Yeah,
so
cool.
We had earlier in the day, this scary day, had gone to the famous cemetery that's basically like in the middle of town, which I'm sure you've been to several times.
Is it Charter Street or something?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't remember either, but it was pretty close. We stayed at that big historic hotel.
The Hawthorne?
That's up the street. Yes, the Hawthorne.
Nice.
Which is lovely. Yeah, lovely.
It's supposed to be haunted too.
I bet.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything haunted there, but we did have something haunted elsewhere. So we go, like, we kind of did a whole, like, walkabout, saw all the old houses. We did a tour of the House of Seven Gables. Amazing.
Ooh,
that was
nice.
Fun.
Yeah,
really
yeah, yeah.
Cool. A secret staircase, all that stuff. So we were out all day, and we'd gone to the cemetery earlier in the day, and we went to dinner, like, on the little main street, just like a block south of the cemetery. And so we were pretty close to the hotel, just a few blocks, and I was like, ooh, guys, we should walk by the cemetery at night, because there's you don't have to walk through it, you don't have to do anything disrespectful, you just walk up the street and pass it.
You don't have to, but
if you're like me, you did
dropping
that
logs shot. Out there, you know, in nighttime.
Exactly. Look, I have a PCAST to
no,
so this is a once in a lifetime chance. Anyway, so there's this little street that goes from the main street up past the cemetery to like the street that'll take us to the hotel, or like basically approximating. But this little street that goes off the main street is pretty quiet. Like in the day, there are a couple of shops, but the way it's oriented, it's not like that side street has like shop windows facing the street. It's kind of like sides of buildings.
Okay. Yeah.
And then right behind one of those buildings and next to the cemetery is a parking lot.
Ooh,
and it was like a pitch black parking lot. There was maybe one street light on the little street and then like a street light by the cemetery, basically. So it was really dark. It's nighttime. And we pass the little lot and we hear like somebody. And it seemed like somebody was in the parking lot calling to us, but it was unintelligible. Like we couldn't really tell what the person was saying. We couldn't tell if it was one or two people, whatever. So we hear it, all four of us, and we're like, oh, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. But kind of look, and it's so dark, it was in passing, so we didn't know if they were talking to us. We keep walking and hear it again, and it's like a little bit louder, and I turn and I say, like, did you need something? Don't hear anything. And as we're looking longer into the lot, there's nothing there. Like, and there's nothing there. There's nothing adjacent. Because Salem's pretty dense, you know, generally. There's nobody anywhere.
Yeah, those people are fucking morons. I agree.
Yeah.
Because dense, yeah. Did you take it? Okay.
Oh,
I'll tighten that up and edit it.
Yeah. Make it sound like I got it right away.
Right.
I'm not dense. Mm-hmm. Not me. Salem people. Yeah. So like nobody was in the lot.
Weird.
It was just like almost like a.
Yeah.
But like louder, you know, trying to get our attention. And we all heard it. So we were all, I mean, in my, like, none of the people I was with are particularly interested in ghost stories or like they
then
love
why
me, so
were
they'll...
you with them get better
no, right,
get better friends
Lame. My sister, maybe, like, she's more fun and funny about it, like she would get into it, but you know, isn't like super into spooky stuff. But they all heard it, and they all said the same thing about not seeing anybody, and my sister got so scared. So it was great, because on the way home, you just, like, you know.
You're talking about it.
Got your arm, wiggle her neck, and then, you know, next to her head.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's sleeping at night, you break into her hotel room. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, freaky. So that happened to me in Salem, which wasn't expecting it, you
probably
know.
Probably the ghost, like, of, what's his face?
Goody somebody.
You know, who was the guy that got crushed?
John Proctor. Oh, Giles Corey.
Giles, yeah.
Yeah, and he, no, he wasn't buried there. His wife was buried in that cemetery. We did find, this is sort of new to me, you may have seen this before visiting there, but they do they've essentially found like the approximate spot where the hangings took place.
Ooh, okay.
Which they hadn't before, and it's like in this really weird, like little cuddy in a neighborhood. But it's a really pretty beautiful memorial.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was actually really moved by the memorials there. I don't know why I was so like touched by them, but I think,
like the Bewitched statue and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hilarious.
Brings me to tears every.
Yeah. No, just that like that there were 19 people that were murdered. It's
fucking crazy.
Like, yeah. Real fucked. So it was the cemetery, and they have a beautiful memorial there, and then the spot where they think it most likely happened. It's worth seeing. I think probably worth seeing not around Halloween.
No,
Have you gone during Halloween?
No, I mean, I have some friends that live there, and
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, well, they're like friends of friends. Yeah. Like, they don't live in the same apartment now, but they were in an apartment that was like, just like you could walk through a little gate. You'd go out of their house, walk down the street, and then go through a little gate, and you'd come out, and you were right there, like the customs house behind you, like the water, like very, very close to all that stuff. Cool. Really, really nice location. Great, great square footage. Really nice location.
Why'd they move?
I think they bought a place, actually.
All right.
Congrats, if that's true. But yeah, and it just doesn't sound like it's fun to be, which is like kind of a bummer, you know, because like...
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I would like to go there because it is like, I've been there in the summer and it's just like it's all these goth people walking around and like,
love
you know,
it.
It's just, it's really cool, man.
It's
like,
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I think it's neat.
I do too. Look, I think it's like I love that there's a spot like that. I mean, I'm sure there are many where people who either practice, you know, witchcraft or whatever, or just interested, but not in a disrespectful way, like can all sort of hang out.
Yeah.
I love a community. I love a community
too.
Building. So no, I loved it. I would totally go back.
Yeah.
I would love to see it in the fall, but I think I'd probably avoid.
I've been there in October. Like I stopped there, I think it was like October 14th of 2014.
Whoa.
And that was fine. I mean, it wasn't crazy, like busy or anything like that. Or maybe I didn't. I think I did. I don't know. I don't know. I've been a couple times like where I'm just there for like an hour or two, and then
processing it. Yeah, I don't know. I think I did.
I go there all the time. It's hard to keep it straight.
I know. Well, you've been there a few times, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
No big deal.
Well, we loved it. Watch out for that little parking lot because something's over there. It's freaky.
Gotta go back with Zach Baggins, see what's up.
No, I don't want to.
Why don't you come over here and say it to my face, ghost?
He's tough, okay?
Yeah, like, no, I know. I'm
badass.
You don't have to tell me. I'm scared of that guy.
Yeah, he's like, you know, since HBO became Max, like there's all these ghost shows on it now.
There are?
Like, yeah, but like nothing that I'm super excited about. I would have texted you. Like
thanks.
A lot of the stuff just doesn't look
good.
That type.
Yeah, I miss the days of like I will, it's like a core memory for some reason. My first apartment, like maybe like a month or two after moving in. So it's like the fall, like my first year after college. And I was sick enough to actually stay home from work. But then I must have, like, not felt so bad that I couldn't, like, be awake. Because there are days now where I'm like, oh, I can't even watch something. Like, I feel so bad. But, you know, in my younger days. And so I was like, I remember being on the couch and turning on the TV. And we had cable, which I had, like, never had cable really growing up. And I just kind of flipped around and, like, happened on the Discovery Channel. Because I think we had been watching, like, Cash Cab or something the night before.
Hell yeah.
That was great. That was good stuff. And then... It was like 5 or 6 hours, I swear. Or maybe it was like 4. Like maybe I caught the afternoon. But like it was like just this long continuous block of like stupid ghost shows. Like but like the good ones with like the reenactment, like A Haunting or whatever it was called. With like the really corny
reenactments. I was just gonna say that's the best one.
Yeah,
no, and
it's
scary. It's really good.
Yeah.
Celebrity Ghost Stories is also great.
Is that on there now?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is.
Yeah, I've never...
not all seasons, but...
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot of them on there. But yeah, I don't know. I will never forget that, like, this vivid, like stay... It like, felt like being a kid when you got to stay home from school and, like, you'd watch something on TV. Like, but as an adult. I don't know. It was very, like...
Yeah.
Very, very emotional for me.
Yeah. I bet it was fun as hell.
Been chasing that high ever since.
I mean, you're getting close with all the instant coffee that you're drinking. But
I saw God.
Yeah. Sweet. Sweet.
A couple more packets.
Good. Yeah.
I'll be God.
Yeah. No, A Haunting, 100%. That one was, like, kind of surprisingly good. Celebrity Ghost Stories. There was the one... it's actually really horrible and sad on Netflix. It's like not horrible, like it's bad,
yeah,
like well produced, but it is.
Yeah,
so
I didn't watch that. I watched like two or three episodes, and I was like, "This is bumming me out."
I know. I had to stop it too, like because they are. It's like a well-produced show, and it's good storytelling, but it's really depressing. Yeah. It's not. I want to laugh. No, I don't mean not really, but you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't need
I can't even really remember
trauma.
What like I what was upset, but I was it's very rare for me to not like finish a show like that because I like that stuff so much, but
amen yeah,
it's like that Dracula show.
Oh god, what a bummer. But there's a new one that's good, right?
Oh yeah, there's a
Voyager,
new movie.
Voyage of the
Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I should send you my Movies Anywhere login because it is in there.
Ooh,
so
cool.
You can watch it pretty easily.
Tight. No, I'm interested.
I purchased it. You know, I like to support the arts.
Well, sure. Yeah. Famous philanthropists. <You know? laughs> Yeah. That Dracula show, man. And that guy who was perfect as Dracula was in Bad Sisters. He's great.
Good at what he does, ma'am.
Like, I wish they'd give him another Dracula. Oh, well,
yeah.
He sucked big time. That was
is that a Dracula joke?
Yes.
That's good.
I meant it to be. That's exactly what I meant.
He sucked. Your blood.
Mike and I, for Halloween, we've got all these decorations now that we have a house. And one of the things that we want to do is do like wood cutouts. We have a big a wood fence on a retaining wall.
Kind of stick them on there.
Yeah, but Mike wants to do Nosferatu with his like fingers coming over
the silhouette.
Gonna be good.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can't wait. You know,
and
it's like I thought.
Oh, sorry. No.
No, it's fine. No. Go ahead.
No,
you go.
Well,
you go.
I was just going to say the new Mike Flanagan. That is, I assume he's adapting Poe based on the title, which is Mike Flanagan adapts stuff from Poe, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
So that I just,
as
guess.
Long as Carla Gugino's in it, I'm there.
Her and that other one. What's her name? She's Mike Flanagan's wife, and I'm totally blanking. She is
Kate Siegel.
They're like in the same realm for me, you know.
Carla Cugino and that lady,
her hair's curlier obviously, but
well sure. Yeah. Okay. Where what about Marissa Tomei? Where is she in that though? She's the top
the
tier.
Top of the heap.
See, for me, Carla and Carla and Marissa are up together. But that's cool. Yeah. We can all have different I was just rhyming, it wasn't funny. I like a rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that one. It's probably gonna be good. Look, I even sort of liked Midnight Mass. So.
I did too. It was very different, but like I don't know. I've never not liked one of his little little Netflix spooky shows.
I mean, Haunting of Hill House is is probably one of my favorite things
I was
ever.
Just thinking about that the other day, that like is that my favorite Mike Flanagan series so far? Or was it Bly Manor? Because they were both very good.
I know, I love Bly Manor. People like hated on Bly Manor. I thought it
really?
Was perfect.
Oh,
was
I
great.
Liked it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe at the time I didn't, but like I think about it. You know what I mean? Like it's like, which to me
I
is
they were
the
both.
Mark of good art. You know,
if you,
if you don't consider it later. Did you even
then what
really
was
absorb it?
And anyway, well, speaking of, we tried to watch Blade last night.
Like the original one?
Yeah, with Wesley Snipes, who I mean, I like him as a movie star. He's very, like, charismatic and, you know, he's got that quality. But that movie fucking sucks.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yikes. Not for me.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, and it sucked. Like, it was a vampire movie, too, so, you know. Yeah.
You did it again!
Stephen Dorff was in it, if that gives you any read on what the movie was like. He was, like, a late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. Like, tiny hunk, you know?
I mean, back, put him in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Little hunk. But do you want to hear my other one?
Yeah.
Ghost story. It's not mine. It's a friend's, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty not good. What I thought Stephen Dorff looked like, but okay.
Yeah. Do you remember him now? Like looking at the picture?
Yeah.
Little hunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blade. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Not a great movie.
Go ahead. Wesley
Snipes did look cool. He had a cool haircut and yeah. Like a full
sunglasses,
leather outfit.
Right? Does he wear sunglasses?
On and off in that. Yeah. Okay. Because he's like half vampire or something.
Sure. You got to protect your peepers.
Yeah. Sensitive. Mm-hmm. You know? Sensitive. No, this other one. Okay. So a friend of mine grew up in rural Minnesota.
Okay.
Like on the prairie.
Ooh, nice.
And there are like Minnesota has a lot of different like natural environments and mm-hmm. It has a big chunk of prairie that's gorgeous. But it's a little spooky. It's very like sort of culturally austere. It's where many of the Northern European immigrants moved to and started farming and stuff just to lay the land. So it's beautiful, but there's an element of like spookiness to it just from that austerity, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
So this friend of mine grew up in like a farmhouse in the prairie, had three younger sisters, and their house was haunted. So one night he's like sharing these stories. He has several. I don't remember the details of all of them, so I'm not going to try those, but the one I'll ask him and get the details, but this one. So the ghosts were most apparent to one of his younger sisters.
Okay.
Like she had the most experiences. He did occasionally, like everybody did at one point or another in their family, parents and the four kids. But she was in her room listening to music on the radio and just kind of like hanging out, listening to music. And the like lights started twitching and it's like, oh yeah, okay,
to the beat.
No,
just, that's too bad,
you know. Yeah. For attention.
So it's a white ghost.
And then, yeah.
The oldest hack joke.
Probably. No, I mean, that's a good, and probably it was probably a Norwegian ghost.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Checks out.
Yeah. But then the radio started glitching and was like going to different channels, like kind of thing. Right. And so she got scared.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that very much.
Whatever. Yeah. But it kept going and she like called my friend and he comes in and there nobody's touching the radio, it's just there, and I think it was battery powered, like it wasn't even plugged in. And they watched the dial move, like
fuck the that
turn dial and the little like yeah, you know, the little, marker the, yeah. thing on the yeah
sliding
it was
across
moving they saw it move.
Nah.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I
know,
like that
and
all.
They were like tweens, you know, so scary. Anyway, yeah, I got to ask him for the other ones because it's like, it's that vibe where it's just maybe a poltergeist, but like, you know, the scary kind. Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a magnetic. Maybe,
but what would you do?
Shouldn't piss myself? I don't know.
Yeah. You got that mic on you. Send me that recording.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, like I mean, any kind of little spooky things. Well, you've seen movies. You saw that kid, right? The red-haired boy. You saw that.
I've seen lots of kids. You'll have to be more specific.
I'm a father.
They're all around all the time.
I'm a parent, and these children are around. Yeah, but I guess just like any sort of spooky experiences I've had have never been visual in that way.
Oh yeah,
and that is scary to me.
Yeah,
like more scary.
Yeah, because you can't even see him coming.
No,
you know,
I mean I'll say the voice in that Salem parking lot is scary too, because like
that is scary.
Yeah, the audio.
Yeah, I don't like that sort of stuff. I feel like that's most of what happens here. It's like,
oh, in your house.
Yeah, and like I have not done a good job of keeping track of it, which I realized when we sat down to record this, because I was like, oh yeah, I wonder, and I have not jotted anything down. But you know, like there have definitely been times, because when you live in a house with, you know, 5 people and 2 cats, mm-hmm. like it's noisy, and it's an old house. Mm-hmm. We're near, there's a highway, there's a subway underneath us. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for noise, and mm-hmm. but like, I'll be here alone, forget that I'm alone because I'm just used to the noise. And then I'll be like, wait, why did I just hear like footsteps upstairs? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
stop,
or like, really? or like a door creaking, which that's more explainable.
Sure, but you know, still.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay. Like,
and the cats are right next to you and then you hear footsteps somewhere else.
There was one time that this happened during the hiatus, the Ghoul Talk hiatus.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So mm-hmm. this is a recent thing. I just don't remember exactly when, but I was, mm-hmm. So the door to our basement, has a, like a deadbolt. So like, mm-hmm. and it's the same key as the front door of the house. So like mm-hmm. when you come up, you can lock it. And then, you know, sometimes if we're going out of town, we'll lock that door so that if somebody manages to kick in a basement window and get into the basement, they'll still have like, mm-hmm. you know, they'll have to do a little work, you know?
Smart.
They'll just break another door. There's more things that we'll have to pay to fix, but you know.
Well, it might be another roadblock.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
True. That's true. That's true. So I, you know, but we don't typically keep it locked. We did when the kids were really small, like, cause we mm-hmm. didn't want them to, when they could turn knobs, we would like lock the door so that they couldn't fall down the stairs. But you know, it's generally unlocked. Mm-hmm. And this was the opposite. I was upstairs. I must've been in one of the bedrooms, just kind of laying around, you know, like a normal person.
Yeah.
People do that, right? They lay in beds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And I heard what sounded like footsteps, and then also I feel like I heard a door open and close, and I remember kind of like freezing up,
uh-huh.
and like coming down here, and I have this like, it's like a little, kind of like shaped like a pistol. It's this red plastic like pepper spray thing that my. Uh-huh. Dad gave me probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and you know, I keep it. Well, I'm not gonna say where I keep it.
Don't tell
nice
us.
Nice try.
Yeah, don't tell us.
But mm-hmm. I keep it. You know, I keep that thing mm-hmm. around, and mm-hmm. I like had that, and I'm like, you know, like ready to mm-hmm. squirt someone if they jump out.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. yeah, I go through the. You know, I come down the stairs, go through the floor, and I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, maybe it was the basement door. And that, like, I just got really scared and like grabbed my keys and just like, I just locked the door. I was like, I'm not going down there to check, but I will lock the door.
Nah.
And if I hear anything else, like mm-hmm. I will leave the house.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Holy
pretty
shit. Yeah. So you heard it in the basement, or no, you heard the footsteps and
the
door.
I was upstairs. I heard. Yeah. What sounded like footsteps. And then like
below
the sound, cause our doors are really loud. We have mm-hmm. just like, so many layers of paint, and it's mm-hmm. like, you know, that glossy latex paint that's really sticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So like the door is painted with that, and then the jamb is painted mm-hmm. with that, and so every door mm-hmm. in this house, when you open it, makes like a pretty loud pop.
Okay.
Like every single day.
Oh god.
It's
yeah.
hell. I hate it.
In the summer. Yeah.
In the summer, you some of them like mm-hmm. you cannot open, like
can't open.
A corner will get stuck, and you just like have to like pull down on the. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it has a very distinct, you know, some of them are louder than others, but it was like, that's the door popping open.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Holy moly. Ugh. It was your first kid that said mm-hmm. something about it being haunted. Have any of the other children?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay. They don't have the gift.
Cowards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're not
I'm
as gifted
think...
as the oldest.
Yeah, because she had she was also the one that like had this weird thing one night that really like rattled me for some reason, where she was like looking up, she said she saw a little green guy like flying around, spinning around, and I was like you probably she's probably like looking at the fan, and there was probably mm-hmm. like light reflecting up, like I was simultaneously like really rationalizing it, and then also mm-hmm. being like, I'm very afraid. Like,
yeah.
I don't want this to become a regular thing. Like, whether it's her imagination or not, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like I'm afraid if it is real.
It is her
I'm afraid if it's not. Yeah, because you can't do anything about it. And then it's like, And then you're just going to be, yeah. And it never happened again. But I was like, oh, okay. I don't want to see the little green guy.
Did you think about your mom's story like immediately? Because that's what I remembered.
Well, and that I feel like I connected those dots at one point on on like a one of those call-in episodes of Web Crawlers from two years ago where it's like, yeah, I wonder if that was the same little green guy. But it's probably best not to think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it. It'll manifest. Yeah. Don't think about it. Ugh, yeah, because I was going to ask some questions on it, but I'm not going to now. Forget it.
I won't.
Wow. Dude, yeah, I know that's so funny. It's like, that's really scary. Yeah. And you just kind of have to like put it in the back of your head and it comes out when you start talking about, yeah. Okay. Well, freaky. Yeah. But 'tis the time of year. We're getting there.
Yeah, that's what people say. 'Tis the time of year.
The time of year. when we're getting there. I'll say, like, we bought this new house, right? And I didn't do what I told myself I would always do, would be like, is it haunted?
Sure.
You know what?
Do a little deep research.
You know what? I did ask that question. Oh. They, you know, don't have to tell you unless you ask, or is that, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Stuff,
they don't necessarily have to ask. But I haven't felt anything. Oh. So I'm going to take that with me.
Probably,
I mean, it's time because this house was built in 1909, which is pretty early for this part of Minnesota.
Sure.
Or like in this neighborhood in Minneapolis. But it's had a lot of different little tiny additions and has had many different people live in it. Like
die in it. So sorry.
Probably. I'm saying it's terrifying because there were like tenants and then a couple families, but it's been like a lot of turnover because it's kind of a goofy little house. It's very unique for the area.
Silly little guy.
It is a little guy. Well, and it's interesting, like these additions, the newest one is from like 1958. So everything's pretty old. And it's hard to even tell what the original layout was. So maybe by doing that, they've confused any ghosts who was here and now they aren't anymore. But all that is to say, we'll see as we get closer into the fall, whether I'm right or I'm wrong. And get scared.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Right, because, this will be the first fall. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, yeah, when the veil. Mm-hmm. See what happens when that veil gets
that
thin.
That thin veil. Mm-hmm. Well, the duplex we were living in before this.
I love
me a
thin little veil.
No, the duplex we were living in before this also didn't really have anything, luckily. So, but Mike's childhood home. We'll save this one for maybe the next episode. Has some good stories.
Yeah, I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, we'll be back and
we'll be back with some kind of
something spooky,
very well planned out event, spooky episodes for Halloween.
Yeah, if everything goes to plan, when you push play, everyone else in the world is gonna. We're going to set it up so that it just all happens to happen at the same time. It'll be very immersive. You'll hear it all around you coming from every car,
get away.
Stereo, get away. Every open window. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So good. It's so good. I mean, we have the resources. We have the range.
You know what we should do this year?
What?
For one of our Halloween season episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should get really high because cannabis is recreationally legal now.
Yeah. In Minnesota, too.
Never touched it. Never touched the
stuff. No, this will be a first.
Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to see what it's like. And I feel like that could be funny or awful.
Let's do it together so we're in a safe space. Yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah, let's do it. It'll be great for the listeners.
Yeah.
Listener.
Look, I'm funny. I mean, I think I'll be... I've never done it, but like, I think I'll be
funny.
I'm funny.
I'm funny. Yeah, I totally agree with that. You're really funny.
Well, you've never seen me high, Lindsay, so.
Okay, all right.
Which is weird.
You haven't been high.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is that true?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it is true, yeah. Should have been
Well, probably vice versa. I know. I didn't, wasn't doing
every time
much
we hang out in person. We just,
No, so high. Yeah, come on down. You know, we have, Minnesota has weed seltzer.
Oh, yeah, I do want to
so
try
good.
That.
It's so good.
Because I love the idea of a happy hour
Yes.
But like, yeah. I don't always want to drink alcohol. You know, like I don't enjoy a lot of it anymore. Like sometimes I do like find myself wanting a beer, but like
totally.
I get you. But yeah, like a nice like a nice flavored seltzer water or whatever is always refreshing. And if that could get me a little fucked up because it has THC in it, that is like my perfect thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, come on down. My brother and sister-in-law were here a couple weekends ago.
Wow. You invited them before me, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You're like pretty far down the list. Like we got to get through them, these other people before. Sure. Distant cousins, you know, childhood math teachers, yeah. And then you're in it. But
you know, our old tax preparer.
Yeah. We've never had one of those. Come on. We don't have money. No, but they were like, they live in Colorado and they were all like really into the seltzers because it's great.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law is a really good friend, lives in the DC area and was telling him about it. And he and his husband were like, oh, we should start a weed seltzer thing in the DC area. And I was like, you should.
Tell him to call me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you now so you get in the front door, you know.
Yeah.
On that seltzer shit. I'm surprised it's not more widespread. I wonder why.
Oh my God, like the dispensaries here, you can get they sell like bottles of non-carbonated, like I think one is like lemonade and iced tea flavored, like 100 milligrams bottle. And then
but it's like sugary?
I think so. I've never tried it. I don't know. I got these little guys. It's called Vibations, and it's a cannabis and natural caffeine, and also some vitamins and electrolytes. And you just, it's like a packet.
Gatorade.
Just like a little packet, and you put it in your water, and you stir it up, and then it's...
Yum.
But like, I think, 10 milligrams each, but I never really...
Oh, shit. Nice. 10 milligrams. Hell yeah. I mean, that'll get you, baby.
That would be like a nice little, like, yeah, like you're sipping that in the afternoon kind of thing. That's what I got it for. But I don't have friends or hang out, so like I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. When we were in Oregon this summer, we went to a dispensary and they had like I wanted a low dose for my friend to try, and she wanted like a 2.5. And I was like, what do you have? They had one kind of 2.5, but then they had like over here we have the 50s, they have hundreds, and I was like, whoa. I don't know. That has to be
so expensive too, right? Like
probably. It probably was. I didn't even look because I was like, I don't know what would happen to me.
Like I
took 50.
I'm happy that my tolerance is pretty consistent because like if I had to buy like twice as many to like, I just wouldn't be able to afford to do it anymore. And that would be a real shame.
No, you'd have to grow your own.
Now you're talking.
And sprinkle that over your grape nuts, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know we should probably end the episode. Maybe I'll cut this out, but when I said that thing about the tax preparer, made me think of Ghostbusters. Because all those people are at Louis Tully's house because they're clients of his, because he is an accountant or a tax preparer.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
Who would... I wouldn't...
Oh, at his party?
Who would go to your... Like, if you're tax preparer... Like, who would go to... Who would accept that invitation? I just don't understand. Is that a thing?
In the 80s, maybe. Maybe, you know? Yeah.
That's how you meet people.
The internet.
They were all probably just sucking and fucking. That's why they were there.
Sucking
and
fucking. Yes. 100%.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
Yeah, come on.
You didn't asked and answered. I understand.
Exactly. No, I've never thought about, you know, it's like I've seen Ghostbusters as an adult, but that kind of stuff I haven't thought about. Like just the goofy adult shit. Like,
yeah. Just the ghost. Just the ghost blowjob. It's the only thing I think about.
Man, can't believe that's in that movie. Was like, I can. Dan Aykroyd.
She was into it. I'm Dan Aykroyd.
She took my belt off. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. We have.
I mean, did I consent?
Video
I don't
footage.
Know.
All right. Well, yeah, that'll be fun. Maybe we can talk about the Dracula on a Boat movie.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I'll watch it.
That.
We'll talk about it.
What else? What else, guys? If you have any thoughts, or if
or
you have
stories.
Any thoughts, you know, you're,
let me know.
Yeah, send them our way. but you know, shoot us a message. Shoot us a message, or don't. But like, if you don't. Then like don't fucking come at
how
us later for being like, oh, we don't like what's your podcast is about.
Yeah.
Because like we're asking you to tell us what you want to hear.
That's right. So,
And I'm sick of it.
What else can we do?
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you.
Taking my headphones
on this, I agree with you.
Thank you.
On this one specific thing. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right,
cool. Well, we've wet the thrapples for Halloween, so see you in a little
people
bit.
People are sliding off their chairs right now.
I didn't mean it that way, but that too.